there's no shying away from it. It was extremely tough and unacceptable, but we want to move on from that. Every team has a period in the season where it's not plain sailing. Hopefully ours is short-lived. As you said, it was a much more committed and better performance on Monday against the league leaders, a really, really good side. So that'll give us a bit of confidence. And one thing I would say, and I've never ever said anything different, I back these players to the absolute hilt, and I know we've a brilliant group in there, and we'll get going again.
There'll be an expectancy. People will look at the league table and see it's a Dundalk side that arrive up here that are struggling. They've only a couple of points. They haven't won a game yet. They've barely scored a goal. Does that bring its own pressures to you with a side that has taken 1 point out of nine?
Aye, well, listen, it's a difficult game. I know that. We've obviously spent a staff the last few days analysing all their matches. And if you look at it, bar the Sligo game, they went to Tala on the opening day and drew the game, which is no mean feat. And you look at all the games bar the Sligo game, really there's been one goal in the game, and they actually went to Shelburne last Friday night and played some really, really good stuff. So there's, I suppose they can look at their last couple of performances and see improvement. So they've still got the likes of Robbie Benson, John Mountney, Andy Boyle, those types of players in their team, so it's not going to be a walkover, that's for sure. But we need to play on the front foot. We're here at home in front of our own supporters, and we need them. We need to come on Friday and get right behind the team, and let's see if we can produce a good display and hopefully pick up the 3 points.